For the second song this morning, I would ask if you could please indulge me. Last week, I asked Pastor Francis if I could do a special music this Sunday, and I was hoping to do just that this morning. Isn't it true that when we sing songs and praises to our Lord, it's for Him, the lyrics are for Him, we sing to Him, it's all about Him, but it's us who's blessed by them? So it always amazes me that, you know, whenever I sing praise, it's for Him, I'm offering it to Him, but I'm the one who's blessed. And this song did just that for me, and my prayer is that it will be a blessing to you as well. You know, in my prayer time, when I talk to the Lord, I tell Him, Lord, you know, thank you so much for all the battles that you fought for me. And I will never stop, you know, testifying of the battles that you've won for me and the battles that you continue to fight for me. Most of you are aware of my ordeal a couple of years ago when I had my spinal surgery, and then right around the same time too, actually while I'm still recuperating, my husband walked out of our marriage. But I don't think I shared this particular night, and I will never forget this particular night, and I just wanted to share this with you. So it was one night, everyone else in my household are downstairs. I'm the only one upstairs. They think I'm, you know, resting. And because I don't have mobility in my neck because of the spinal surgery, my balance is still off. So I'm still needing, like, support, a lot of support, actually, for my care and transfers, especially going down the stairs, up the stairs. But this particular night, I really didn't want to bother and worry my family even more than I already made them worry because of my, you know, condition. So I slowly got up and walked over to my closet. And inside my closet, my husband is not in the country. I was talking to him on the phone, and it was a particularly difficult conversation that we were having that night. And so I ended the call, and I remember my knees just felt like they have no power in them, and I fell on my knees inside my closet, and I don't know how I'm gonna get up now because, you know, my incision's very fresh. I got up, you know, trying to hold on to stuff inside my closet, and I just remember like I was just bawling, tears screaming down my face, because I'm talking to the Lord. I'm saying, Lord, what am I to do now? What am I going to do? I don't know what to do. And then I can't even explain to Him my situation. But it was just a very difficult conversation that all I could say to the Lord was, Lord, what am I to do? What am I going to do? I don't know what to do, Lord. And then I left my closet, and then I was walking towards my bed. And I heard a ding on my phone. And just to preface this, years ago, I installed the Bible app on my phone, and I set the Bible verse of the day to come every 7 o'clock in the morning. So it was without fail every day at 7 in the morning. When I look at my phone, there's a Bible verse in there, 7 a.m. But at that particular night, the ding I heard, I walked over to my bed and sat down, and I looked at my phone. It was 9:12 p.m. And then there was the only notification on my phone, and it was a psalm. It was Psalm 46:10. It says, be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted in all the nations. I will be exalted in all the earth. And church, my eye was bawling, okay? Like I was drenched in tears because of the conversation I just had. But I saw that psalm, and I'm like, this is my face when I saw it. Like, I'm just like, okay, Lord, I'm going to be still. And it's just been so amazing where He brought me from there. The peace that I have and the joy that I have in my life, it's something that can only come from the Lord. And I just praise Him and thank Him for that, because I'm not even going to be able to stand here, you know, without Him holding me up. And I'm only here standing today because he allows it and he enables me. So I give him all the praise and all the glory and all the honor today. And I know that Jesus is the answer to all we could ever want or need. I thank him because he has marked me as his, and he is the Lord of my life. That tonight, if I fall asleep and never wake up again, I know that it's his face I'm going to see. And if there's anyone of us here or in Zoom listening who does not have that assurance and has not made Jesus Christ the Lord of their life, what are you waiting for? You know, Jesus said, you will seek me and you will find me when you seek me with all your heart. And Jesus also said, to those who come to me, I will never turn away. So just come. And this song, it's simple enough to follow along. So if you could follow along, please do, especially the ones at home. I just want to speak the name of Jesus over every heart and every mind. 'Cause I know there is peace within your presence. I speak Jesus. I just want to speak the name of Jesus. Every dark addiction starts to break, declaring there is hope and there is freedom. I speak Jesus, 'cause your name is power, your name is healing, your name is life. Break every stronghold, shine through the shadows, burn like a fire. I just want to speak the name of Jesus over fear and all anxiety. To every soul held captive by depression, I speak Jesus. Your name is power. Your name is healing. Your name is life. Break every stronghold. Shine through the shadows. Burn light. Jesus from the mountains, Jesus in the streets, Jesus in the darkness over every enemy, Jesus for my family, I speak the holy name, Jesus. Shout Jesus from the mountains, Jesus in the streets, Jesus in the darkness over every enemy, Jesus for my family, I speak the holy name, Jesus. Shout Jesus from the mountains, Jesus in the street, Jesus in the darkness over. Your name is power. Your just want to speak the name of Jesus over every heart and every mind. 'Cause I know there is peace within your presence. I speak Jesus. Jesus. And there's rock solid kids going downstairs.